you guys doing? How's it going?
Pretty good night, Coach.
Yeah, you know, it's always more fun to win. So, but I think a couple of things we wanted to get out of the game, or at least improve upon last week, was our mistakes, and I think we did that. Eliminated some of the careless penalties we had last week, and then we were able to be somewhat efficient on offense early on, which was good, you know. You know, it's a good test for our defense because you're playing against the best quarterback, you know, and really a powerful offensive team. It was just good for us. And Mike Green made an interception, so the defense scored. There's a lot of good things in the game, and then we'll be able to coach to it, though, because it's we made our share of silly things.
So that's why you signed Jordan Peterson.
Well, yeah, he one of the reasons. he has that type of capability now. You know, they were with their substitutes there, I believe, and with their young quarterback, and the second quarterback. So, but he's a load. Julian can rush the passer.
And he also had that force that fumble with Michael Fuller, like when they were going to go in.
Right. I mean, he's a very athletic linebacker, and he plays the game with great reckless abandon. You know, it's fun to watch him play.
Figure out what was going on. We were talking about, like, Manning was in there, but it seemed like some of the receivers were running pretty open of the field.
Did you notice that too?
Yeah.
I usually can't see anything, and I saw that. No, it was something we got to fix. You know, they ran a couple of routes that were really good routes against our particular coverages that we had going, and you play a quarterback like Peyton who recognizes everything. They're going to gash you. So we're a little rusty in the secondary, but we've got a couple of weeks to straighten it out.
How'd the backups look?
I think they did okay. You know, I mean, we didn't make as many mistakes as we made last week. You know, and I thought Seneca Wallace played well. I wanted to see him play well. I thought he threw the ball very well and moved pretty well. Leonard Weaver in a backup role, you know, I mean, he showed he can run a little bit on offense. And then, you know, defense is just hustling. You know, Cooper, I thought, did a nice job inside. Bentley did a nice job in a backup role linebacker. So, overall, it was okay.
What happened with the return as a tailback, or did that happen because Mo couldn't play? Or?
Well, he was going to run a little bit, not as much as he wound up doing it. When we found out Mo couldn't play when we got here and tested him.
That was the ankle on him?
Yeah.
Any other injuries out of this game?
Koudavides had a quad contusion. Scobie, same thing. Nothing too bad. There was one more that escapes me right now.
Can you talk about the...
Howie. Howie would have a new pulled his hand.
The special teams, you can get a couple nice returns, then onside kick there, a couple of them, and then a fake punt.
Yeah. Well, the fake punt, let's work backwards. The fake punt is very much an awareness thing. You can catch this off guard, which they did. You know, in the preseason, you don't see that too often. But it was beautiful, and we weren't ready for it. We were ready, we just weren't aware. Like, those guys have to go out there and be aware of things like that all the time. The onside kick, they executed it better. Under the new rules, you know, you have to have at least four. You can't overload the whole thing over there. And so we're going to have to look at that and do a better job of that, certainly, because that wins the game for you if you get the ball.
York made a couple of big plays, too.
Yeah.
Turned to one, took the one swing pass.
Yeah.
Turned the field
anyway. Yeah. And normally speaking, I told him when he came off, I said, that was a great run, but I'd rather, you know, 9 times out of 10, that doesn't work for you. Even... you got to get the ball. We want to go north and south as a receiver to get the first down. Now, it worked for him that time.
Right.
But so that's why I said it was a nice run. And then he did a nice job on a punt return.
Mike, the offense moved the ball very, very nicely early in the game, and you had two young guys in there at center and left guard. I know you couldn't watch them specifically, but what were some of your thoughts on those two kids in there?
Steve, I think, you know, Chris has been waiting for his chance to play center. And my feeling is they did a pretty good job. I think what Indianapolis gives you is a lot of activity from their front four, and they move around in the game a lot. So it's a good game for our young linemen to play against a team like that. And I think he and Sims did probably a pretty good job.
Was there any magic to the long returns that you got in the special teams? Or
well, we've been working hard on it, you know, this year. one of the things we want to improve are punt returns and kickoff returns for field position. And I think hard work pays off. I think concentration pays off, and they blocked it pretty well. And that's what I think happens. So we're making it a point of emphasis.
Not to change the subject too much away from a nice win here tonight, but you go back to camp for one more week, and you still have a lot of guys that have not set foot on the field for a preseason game. Are you more feeling like I'm going to get these guys back and they're going to get some game action next week? What's your thought?
Well, yeah, we're going to get most everybody back on Tuesday. It's such a short week, though, that how much we play those guys against San Diego, we'll have to wait and see. I think I want to get them on the field, but I don't think they're going to play too much in the fourth preseason game because a lot of them are starters. And so I got to just see how I'm going to do that. They should get some snaps, though, before we start to play Detroit.
Did you have any observations on Matt Murphy tonight?
He made a great couple great plays. Yeah, you know, and with that's, you know, with those young tight ends, we said, okay, tonight Murphy's going to get his chance to show, and he did in the passing game. I got to see how he blocked and did some things like that, but you know, that was good. It was good for him.
Where's the punting race at? They both got a chance tonight.
Well, it'll go down to the wire, you know. Flack had a good game last week, and we didn't punt very much tonight, I don't think.
Two.
We had two of them? Two or one?
Two.
Well, the short one.
Yeah.
Okay, one regular punt and a short one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Third. I thought, anyway.
Anyone else?
Thanks.